Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
When is the right time to make the important decisions about retirement and beyond? When do you take benefits like Social Security? How does your short-term investment strategy play into your long-term financial goals? All of this and more will be discussed as part of the Lifesaver event. And we will discuss that event in depth on this week's Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you for the downloads once again this week, creeping up on 12,000 of those things total. So thanks for your continued subscriptions and finding this in your inbox each and every Thursday as we bring you news that you need from the business community here in Northwest North Carolina, and as we do on occasion, bring you expert analysis on the important conversations like we will do this week. Some of our member experts joining us as part of this program, Jason Sermon and Billy Joe Lister, will be along in just a few moments talking about the Lifesaver event. That is Friday, May 19th and Saturday, May 20th. This is a free event, though registration is required at boonechamber.com. This is a two-day agenda of information on all that you need to know regarding Medicare, Social Security, life investment strategies, I'll call it that, estate planning and processing, tax planning, all of the things that play into your long-time financial security. Some of those things are decisions that you're creeping up on and maybe your later 50s, early 60s, and you're starting to make some of those determinations on timing. Other parts of this conversation are very important for you to hear in your late 30s, early 40s. Strategy that takes a while, takes some runway to really build up, that you need as much time as possible to begin to strategize what you might have 20 years down the road. Well, this is a great conversation for you as well to just begin thinking about some of the rules around some of these, I'll call them products that we are planning on for our later years, and how you can properly park up against those things when the time is right. So that's kind of what this conversation will be about. 2 days full of this. You don't have to come to every session, but there will be plenty of opportunity for you to hear on these big picture items. And again, we thank Jason Sermon from Edward Jones Investments, Blackburn Childers and Stegall PLC, two of our member experts that will be helping present this information here on the 19th and 20th of May. So on the program this week, we'll give you an in-depth preview of this so you can figure out exactly where you want to go and what you want to hear. Of course, this podcast brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. We thank you for their continued dedication to this program. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, of course, provides professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. Sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, you can check out their website, AppalachianCRE.com. Also, a reminder that the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower, now open over at Watauga Medical Center, that fulfills Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's commitment to providing exceptional healthcare for the High Country region. The new patient care tower was designed specifically to improve patient flow, safety, and privacy, all of which are cornerstones of healthcare excellence in the 21st century. The emergency department, imaging, diagnostics, surgery suites, all located within close proximity to ensure time-saving and efficient care continuity. Appalachian Regional Healthcare System is proud to be your healthcare home right here in the High Country. We'll have details very soon on a special community event that will allow you to be there as they cut the ribbon on this patient care tower. Of course, it's open now, so can't necessarily tour it, but you can certainly see the impact that having such a valuable healthcare resource open and being used currently, what that means for our area. So stay tuned for those details. Hope to have those for you here in the next week or so. All right, this is an in-depth conversation. We want to save as much time as possible so you can get all of this in a timely fashion and begin to decide which ones of these conversations you want to join us for as we preview the Lifesaver event coming up the 19th and 20th of May. A full rundown comes your way on this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com. com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we're talking about the upcoming Lifesaver event and all that that entails. If you are nearing retirement, know somebody that's nearing retirement, perhaps have retired already, or just may consider doing so at some point in time in your life, this information is this event is jam-packed with information that will help you make some positive moves toward that process. Some of these things are a little bit more short term. Some of them require a little bit longer runways. So if you are like my age, around mid 40s or so, great conversation for you to listen to, because this can allow you to begin to put some of those pieces in place for what you hope one day will be your next version of life. And that maybe can be benefited by some of the things we'll talk about today. So with all of that said, we'll bring forward a couple of guests this week. Jason Sermon, longtime friend of the program from Edward Jones Investments here in Boone, and Billie Jo Lister, who has got a new role, but we have known her for years and years as the director of the Lois Harrell Senior Center, now onto a new capacity with the state of North Carolina that she'll tell us about here in just a moment. But both of these folks will be involved in this event coming up, the Lifesaver event, as we have discussed again before the break, that coming up here in just a couple of weeks. So Jason, why don't you first get us started here? Welcome back to the program, and kind of give us the basis for what this event was designed to bring to High Country residents here and everybody else in the community.
Hey, good morning, David and Billie Jo. Yeah, thank you for David for doing this. As we listen to Mind Your Business on the radio station, these are the types of shows that kind of allow us to introduce some of the things that we've, you know, worked so hard to do. First of all, let me say, just starting by that the intent of the information from today is not used for any recommendations or any suggestions whatsoever. And the host of the event, Edward Jones, has had some existing business relationships. And this event is not no testimony of myself or the services of Edward Jones. And thank you, Compliance, for getting us through that piece. as you know, as David, we've been doing this. We partner with the chamber for years. I think when you first came on to the chamber 6 or 7 years ago, this started out with just Social Security, with Lisa Wallace coming up the mountain, and we're glad that she enjoys our environment because she keeps coming back. So Lisa Wallace, which is a public affairs officer out of the Charlotte office, coming to do Social Security. Then we brought in Billie Jo Lister, which is a huge another topic and a can of worms. It's just she's good at that and she understands that piece. So this year, after conversations from the community and various other partners, we've decided to, well, lay it on a little thicker. So we've went from a half a day with just snacks and bananas and grapes and muffins to an all-day event where we're going to be providing lunch as well. So here's kind of what we're laying out for the day. We're going to do Billie Jo Lister and Lisa Wallace in the morning. Then during lunch, we're going to talk about some market updates. And then in the afternoon, we've got an attorney, which is Nathan Miller with Miller and Johnson attorneys in town. It's going to talk about, estate planning and why do you need that? And then as soon as that's finished over, probably we might merge those two together as estate processing. So after you build your foundation, how do you process that with estate planning and processing? Then we've got Blackburn Childress de Gaulle, CPAs here in town, talking about tax planning and things of that nature. And then we'll get back into a little bit of markets and volatility and those types of things. So that's Friday, May the 19th. And then Saturday morning, May the 20th, Lisa has agreed to stay overnight. She's going to team up with Billie Jo Lister again on Saturday morning. And all we're doing Saturday is Medicare and Social Security.
And again, those dates, as Jason mentioned, Friday, May 19th, that's the all-day event. You don't have to go to every one of these sessions. You can kind of pick and choose, but all of that information available at boonechamber.com under our events tab. Just click on the Lifesaver event. You can see the detailed breakdown of when each of these conversations will take place throughout the day, Friday, May 19th and Saturday, May 20th. A little shorter window there talking Medicare and Social Security, which is an excellent segue to bring Billy Joe Lister into this conversation. Wonderful to have you on the program. And let's first talk about this new role that you have, relatively speaking. A lot of people, again, remember you from the Lois Harrell Senior Center here in the community, but now you're working on behalf of the North Carolina Department of Insurance. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yes. So I assume the regional manager's position with SHIP, which stands for Seniors Health Insurance Information Program. And it is a department of the North Carolina Department of Insurance. And we specifically work to educate the public on Medicare options and rights. And we help them to avoid fraud, to save money, to access preventative health. So lots and lots of things. A lot of my work involves training Medicare counselors to offer free Medicare assistance in the western end of North Carolina, but I also do community outreach just to educate the public about their Medicare.
Well, and two very important topics, Medicare and Social Security, both. They can be confusing at times. And I know, Jason, as we have done these events before, too, these are those conversations that it feels like you could have for hours and hours because the nuanced questions continue to come out. Billy Joe, what can folks expect to hear covered during these conversations and maybe get their minds started on what would be appropriate to ask two experts that will be in the room like Jason just mentioned?
The first thing is we're going to discuss what are your dates, when can you enroll in Medicare, when are you eligible, but also what are the ramifications if you don't take Medicare? So if you decide to delay, when can you technically delay without any penalties in the future? We'll discuss those penalties and we'll discuss the different paths that a Medicare recipient has to choose. And everyone's Medicare decision is very individualized. So I think that the most important thing that I can let folks understand is that Medicare is not a one-size-fits-all. It absolutely is very different for your mom or your aunt or your neighbor or your best friend than it would be potentially for you. And so even though the Medicare path that someone tells you is awesome for them, it might not be the same outcome for you. And so it's important to understand all the different options that you have when you start Medicare, because some of the decisions you make at the beginning impact you for the rest of your life. So penalties, for example, are not forgiven. They last forever. And they don't just apply to Medicare Part B. They also apply to the drug plan. So it's very important for people to understand when they should take Medicare and what the different paths are to Medicare and those different options so that they can make an informed decision.
Excellent detail from Billy Joe Lister this morning here on Mind Your Business as we talk about the Lifesaver event coming up May 19th and 20th. Plenty of opportunity for you to get some of those questions answered. Jason, real quick, before we go to commercial, I think one of the things that stood out to me over the last few years when we've had these conversations and Lisa Wallace comes in and starts talking to people about Social Security and the different ramifications of decision-making and process and spousal benefits and all of those things. I think that just kind of underscores again that everybody has a unique situation and it's so valuable to have local faces and voices that can help put some of this into context because the timing seems to make as big a difference as anything when people can start taking their own benefits or spouse benefits and so on and so on. So conversations like this can be incredibly beneficial.
I completely agree because I think Lisa Wallace says that Social Security is kind of like everybody has their own belly button, right? It depends on how old you are. It depends on what kind of income you have. It depends on if you are talking about your parents, your children, if you're a widow, if your children are, you know, under the age of 18. You know, as we look at these things, you know, I completely agree. And that's probably the reason why we do this so much, David, and we have such a passion for this is, You know, we get to provide and bring together professionals that have an in-depth knowledge of this that allows the community to be better informed to make, you know, informed decisions. And unfortunately, you know, the ostrich syndrome sometimes is not the best scenario, right? So as you completely, absolutely, I completely agree with what you just, you know, as we move into these things.
Well, there is plenty more to be discussed as part of the Lifesaver event. Again, coming up May 19th and 20th, you can check out all of the full detail and itineraries at boonchamber.com under the events tab. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk some about the tax planning, estate planning, and other strategies that will be discussed as part of this event as we continue on with Jason Sermon from Edward Jones Investments and Billy Joe Lister from the Seniors Health Insurance Information Program. That continues next here on Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Lifesaver event coming up May 19th and 20th. We've talked a lot already about the Medicare and Social Security conversations that will be going on, but that's just the beginning. Tax planning, estate planning, and everything in between also rests on the agenda. And Jason, maybe you can kind of take us down that road. For folks on the tax planning side, that's a subject for all ages, all places in life. What kind of information do you expect to be able to share with the attendees during this portion of the program?
Well, you know, David, some of this is when you look at tax planning, that a little bit runs a little bit parallel sometimes with retirement planning, right? And over the past couple of years, we've had the rising cost of living, right? Has certainly been a challenge for some. And as that rising cost of living has come in, some of the benefits of that is the IRS and the tax code is allowing some of the contributions to the IRAs to raise as well. For example, contribution limits have increased from 6,000, right? And then to 7,000 from 22 to 23. But if you're over 50, right, you know, you can put 7,500 in an IRA versus the 7,000 in 2022. So some of those limits that come into there, some of the other tax planning purpose that goes in there, you know, depends on if you are if you have a 401k. When you look at your business contributions, depending on if you're self-employed, if you are, you know, if you have a profit sharing plan, what other avenues can the CPA and you work, or you work with your tax professional to understand those limits, those contributions, those maximums? Are you do you contribute enough to nonprofits to itemize your deductions? So there's various numbers that change every year that the tax professionals over at Blackburn Childress and Segal have to keep up with to make sure that they maximize your opportunities in taxes.
Well, we talk about taxes in that regard. I think you could say the same with estate planning and estate processing. How do you plan to address those two issues with the programming as part of the Lifesaver event?
So there's, you know, there's a couple things that goes into that is, you know, what's essential in a plan? Well, that really comes down to what you want to happen. You know, you can have as much control from the grave as you want to have. You know, but you know, some of the questions that we'll ask sometimes is who will take care of the children if something unfortunately happens to both the husband and the wife at the same time, right? Because both, from what I understand, both sets of grandparents have the same parental rights. So, you know, when you're asking people that are, you know, in their 40s that are married with 2.5 kids, right, kind of thing, who's going to get the kids if something happens to you guys? And sometimes those questions can be different. And, you know, just like building a house, you know, you got to go to the architect to build those blueprints, right? Which is the attorney to help you understand, well, you know, and do you really want your 22-year-old, you know, if something were to happen, to get plopped with $500,000 at 22 years old, right? Some 22-year-olds are not ready to handle that. So, you know, the other things to be mindful of is, you know, what does a trust do? How do you take advantage of a trust? You know, is it a special needs trust? Do you need to protect your family? Do you need to protect your special needs child, or, you know, protect the elderly and those types of things to protect and block against claims on the estates? So multiple topics that can be brought out of what is estate planning? Who's going to make decisions for you if you're incapacitated and not able to make those decisions?
Jason Sermon and Billy Joe Lister joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. We're talking about the Lifesaver event, again, coming up May 19th and 20th. All these topics we've discussed this morning will be talked about in full and at great length as part of that event. That will all be held out at the Home Builders Association site out on Highway 105, their beautiful office complex there and an event room. A great place to be able to get comfortable and have these conversations. Billy Joe, I would imagine there's great value in just that relief of knowing there's a trusted partner that can explain some things so people can begin to make the decisions that they need to make, as Jason said, so they're not making every decision from the grave. They've actually got a little bit more say-so in some of these complex family matters.
That's correct. And honestly, I find that if folks come to us before they have these decisions to make, they feel not only better and more secure in the decision that they're making, but they understand all the facets, all the different things and the ways that this can impact them going forward. And they know what to do in the future. So should their circumstances change or financially or physically change for them, they know what their options are. And because we are not affiliated with any Medicare plan or any Medicare entity, we are simply educators. They can trust us for that unbiased information. And we really have no skin in it. There's, you know, no dog in the fight, so to speak. And so when you talk with someone from SHIP, you're truly just getting the facts that are out there. And, you know, we're not going to be trying to sell you anything or make any profit off of you, which I think in terms of Medicare is very important, because if you make those phone calls or click on those things on Google about Medicare plans, you're going to get a salesperson. And while it's perfectly wonderful to get all this information, it does come from a certain slant, so to speak. And obviously, every company wants you to choose them, and that's a good thing. But have you really understood all the different parts of Medicare that you need to understand before you make, you know, that conference call with a salesperson? Do you really understand what it means to have an Advantage plan versus a supplement plan, for example? And I find most people on Medicare may not even understand what they have. Some people keep their plans for years and never do an annual checkup to see if it's still the best thing they should do. And so, you know, I personally can attest to how much money SHIP can help folks save annually on their drug plans or on their Medicare Advantage plans, and how much information we can give you on different options so that you go into this feeling like you have the whole picture. And, you know, it's your chance to not be in front of a high pressure situation where you can just take all the time you need to ask all the questions you want to ask. And no one's going to say that's a really dumb question, because there's no dumb questions with Medicare. They're all very smart questions. You should ask as many as you can think of, because it will impact you financially and physically the rest of your life. You need a good Medicare plan.
Jason, we've got about 30 seconds left. I know that this is another element to this conversation, as we've talked a lot about long-term strategies, also some short and long-term within the investment world as well. That'll be a topic of conversation. What can you allow for the folks here that they may be able to hear about some of their short-term and long-term strategies as it relates to planning?
You know, when you talk about the market in 30 seconds, right? Just be informed, you know, allow your short-term money to act like short-term money. allow your long-term money to act like long-term money. You know, there's the banking issues, the feds are raising the rates, right? There's several reports out there now that's saying, you know, now that you can get CDs for 6 months over 5%, you know, how long is that going to last? When are the feds going to start reducing the rates? Don't be fearful, right? Don't let fear be your guide. You know, I believe Warren Buffett says, be fearful when other people are greedy and be greedy when other people are fearful, right? So you could potentially let this be an opportunity for you. So we're going to talk about, you know, interest rates. We're going to be talking about inflation. We're going to talk about the job reports and various opportunities on that day.
Excellent information from Jason Sermon, Billy Joe Lister. Again, the event is called the Lifesaver Event. It comes up May 19th and 20th. You can register. It's a free event. You can do all of that online at boonchamber.com. And again, all of this will be held out at the High Country Home Builders Association building on the 105 bypass right here in Boone. Thanks to you two for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the event. And thank you very much for all that you will share on some very complex topics.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much. You know, if people have questions about that, they're welcome to call us at 264-0642, you know, as part of some of the organizing in this. And we'll even help you get registered if you need to.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jason. Thank you, Billy Joe. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Right back with you again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.